Now, the chances are that if you're tuned into 2SER right now and listening into Drive, you love music. You know, you live it, you speak it, you breathe it. You've probably gone to countless gigs. You're somewhat in and amongst the underground Sydney music scene, and maybe you've even picked up a dingy guitar to try your hand at writing your own stuff. I know I have. But hey, look, if you're listening in and you happen to identify as a woman, whether that be cis, trans, femme, or gender nonconforming, and you hold that same love of music, the chances are even bigger that you would know that the scene is overwhelmingly a male-dominated space, and it can often feel like a rather isolating environment to even step into, let alone trying your hand at trying to start your own band or write your own music. Be Your Own Groupie is a community-based initiative that runs free or by donation group guitar lessons for cis female, trans, and gender non-conforming people, whose goal is to break down those barriers and create a safe space and community for people to learn, get inspired, laugh, and to encourage a more diverse range of people to start playing music. And I'm so excited to be joined in the studio today by the founder and creative mastermind behind Be Your Own Groupie, Lauren McAuliffe. Lauren, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for having
me. I'm so excited to have you in the studio. You know, I really appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have to say, I was speaking to you really quickly before, and you know, when I came across your initiative, I felt like I'd never been more seen or heard. I was hoping we could first take it back to the start and ask how Be Your Own Groupie came to be. Was there a specific moment that kind of sparked this idea for you to get this started?
Yeah, for sure. So I started Be Your Own Groupie at the end of the first lockdown in 2020. I was going to see bands again, going to lots of gigs in Sydney and Melbourne, and seeing, yeah, not enough chicks on stage, not enough diversity. And I was really fed up with it. It's an issue across all genres, and I thought I wanted to do something about it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get started? Like, what was the first point of call?
So I received a grant from the City of Sydney to run my first set of classes in Redfern, and they were great, but got cut short by the second lockdown.
Oh.
Yeah, but they were awesome while they ran. We were raising money for Women and Girls Emergency Centre in Redfern, and yeah, it was really lovely.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. You know, like, because I'm honestly really blown away that at, you know, honestly, it's pretty genius, and the genuinity about Be Your Own Groupie, because I personally have been, you know, as I was saying to you before we started recording, that I love alternative music, and I have done so since I was a teenager, you know, trying to find myself discovering something called individuality and stuff like that. But the scene itself can be really intimidating to walk into.
100%.
And especially if you identify as cis female, trans, or gender non-conforming, there's a real unspoken energy that you have to prove yourself. That you belong, you have to prove that you belong there.
Especially in the boys' club of like the industry.
Definitely.
Like, name three songs kind of
Exactly. Like, I remember, you know, that token thing. I was wearing a Nirvana shirt when I was in nine, and this guy came up to me and he was like,
"Oh, do you like Teen Spirit? Is that your favorite song?"
I had some guy ask me once, because I love Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And he was like, "How long does this song on this album go for?" And I, like, he wanted me down to the second.
Jeez.
And was like, "Yeah, no, it's like 4 minutes and 27.
That's like, so lame. I know. They just prove how lame they are every time that they do that. It's so annoying. So are there any other times that you, because I know you yourself, you're in a band, Germ Donor.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that sort of energy or received it in the scene itself?
For sure. I mean, we're really lucky, like the bands we play with are awesome. But yeah, I definitely find myself on stage alone, like in lineups. Like it's common for me to be like the only chick playing in a lineup, which is fine. I mean, it happens, and I'm happy to be there at least, you know. So yeah, I find it can be challenging sometimes, especially being the way I present on stage and the way I act on stage.
Yeah.
People can take that the wrong way and kind of, over-sexualize me for sure.
Yeah. And it's also when you're the only
one. It's never
one
about
there.
The music. Everyone always tells me how nice my outfit is, or how sexy I look, or this and that. It's never like, "You're a good bass player."
Yeah.
Or like, It's yeah. It's I really always, love that baseline. It's always the way. That, yeah, it's always about the way I look. Yeah. Rather than
and it's really hard. I would expect being the only female identifying person playing in a band in a massive in a you know several lineups, you get tokenized.
Yeah, for which sure. Would be so I mean, annoying. It's a funny like thing, isn't it? Because you want to like there's that border of like wanting to support women and adding them to the lineup.
Yeah.
But at the end, like yeah, when you're supporting them, but not making it tokenistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
a fine line.
It's a huge unlearning process, you know. You know,
yeah,
and
for sure.
You know, the term groupie itself is inherently sexist, so I love that you've like taken it back.
It
hell
back.
Yeah, man. 2023 reclaim groupies.
Yeah.
So good,
yeah,
you know.
For sure.
You know, in Almost Famous when they changed their name to like
Band-Aids
because we're here for the music.
Yeah.
Me and my friends, you know, when we were 15, we were like, we're Band-Aids.
Yeah.
We're not groupies.
Sure.
But now I'm a goddamn groupie.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And like, you know, in 2021, we saw so many gender diverse bands spurred out into the scene, you know, Dead Witch, The Boys, Megafauna, Sweetie, just to name a few.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a bit of a shift happening here? And if so, what do you think we should be taking away from it?
Yeah, like watching these chicks playing on stage and like this uprising of like female embodiment, like empowerment. It's fantastic. And it needs to keep happening. And I really hope like people are inspired enough by these classes to get up on stage one day and start their own band and get more involved. It's really hard. It's not easy to like have that confidence. I feel like women have even like in the education system, like my experience at school was more academic. Like our school was very academic focused rather than arts.
Yeah.
And like the boys' school across the road had an entire auditorium built for them and like had guitars on tap and amps and like everything they needed. Whereas I had to like bring my own bass to school and like all my own equipment. Like it just wasn't supported in that way. I know everyone's experience is different, but that was mine.
But also, you know, with Dead Witch, I know, and Megafauna, they kind of just started playing music for the first time, picked up their instruments.
They were a massive inspiration for me to start this up. Because I thought, if they can do it, like, so can anyone, you know.
Literally.
It's so sick that they, you know, only a few months before just started learning their instrument.
And then they've, like, they're just, like, donating the
scene.
They're
killing it.
They're doing so well.
I'm so stoked for them.
They're so great. You know, I want to obviously take a moment to talk about your classes themselves.
Yeah.
You've run 5 out of 6 of this term's cohort.
Yeah.
Where are they at now compared to when they first stepped into their first class with you? Not even just, like, just in regards to them, you know, whether or not how good they're getting with guitar, but just their confidence and overall what's the vibe
definitely,
been?
Even like throughout like the beginning of a class, like I had someone come the other day and they're really, really nervous. And I just said to them, I was like, you wait till the end of this class. You're going to feel so much better because it's just such a non-judgmental environment. Like everyone's on the same level. And I think that's what I really like about running the beginner classes, because you're not good at something when you first start.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's like a big kind of hurdle to jump. But I've seen like so much progression class to class with students. And then like, just from beginning to end of class, you can see like just such a sense of relief after. And it's just fun. Like, you know, my favorite moments are just when we're laughing at ourselves.
Yeah.
And not taking it seriously.
For sure.
It should never be like that. That's not what art's about. It's not what music is about. And I feel like it's been perceived that way for so long.
Definitely.
And I want to definitely dismantle that.
100%. Yeah. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Lauren. That's so good. You know, you've got one more class happening next Tuesday on the 24th. And then next Saturday, the 28th, you're actually holding the Be Your Own Groupie Fest.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Yeah. You know, special guests are joining with Down Girl, Sandy Dish, Your Own Band, Germ Donor, Sundial, and the BYOG crew, and some special guests, some very special guests at the House of Music and Booze. What can we expect from the show? It's a sort of graduation thing, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah. I had this idea of wanting to celebrate the end of term and just getting everyone from the classes to come and see some amazing femme bands. And hopefully maybe get some of the students to come up and play the songs that we've learnt throughout the term and have some of the teachers that have come and helped me get up and play a few songs.
Hell yeah, that's so good. Yeah. Because you had guest teachers come throughout the term, did you?
Yeah, I've had Kristen from Down Girl, Joe Jackson, Sloan Peterson. Mm-hmm. And next week I'm having Alex from Down Girl as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And if someone's listening in right now and they want to join in, even though it's the last class, could they come?
Oh my God, yes. Come. Please come. It's so good. Like, you don't need a guitar. We supply them for you. You just need to let me know the day before, the day of. And the classes are drop-in anytime. So we learn a new song each week. Yeah, it's super fun.
That's amazing. Where can we get tickets?
Yeah, so tickets are available online via Oztix. They're on socials and they're $10 online or $15 at the door.
Amazing. All of the profits from this show as well also go to the Women and Girls Emergency Centre in Redfern, as all of the donations that you've gotten from classes as well, yeah, which I think is so amazing. And, you know, putting it back into community when it's a community-based
thing. All about community.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
So great. I love it so much. Well, thank you so much for joining
me
today, Lauren.
Thank you, Beth. I really
appreciate
it.
It's been so good. I might drop in next Tuesday,
yes,
to be honest. I'll bring my crappy guitar that I haven't picked up in 10 years.
So it'll be chill.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.